Hi, welcome to the future of pickleball on Selkirk TV. This is the show where we talk to the leaders of pickleball from around the world. We're adding a new segment that's going to be called Selkirk World. In Selkirk World, I'll be interviewing leaders from around the globe who are promoting and developing pickleball. Today, we're going to begin with our first interview is with a woman named Cassandra Bourgeois, who leads Belgian pickleball. She created and developed the sport from scratch. We're going to find out her story and hear what's happening in Europe with pickleball. Before we hop into this show, I want to talk to you about Selkirk's amazing line of pickleball nets. Whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned pro, Selkirk has the perfect net for you. When you choose a Selkirk net, you're not just choosing any net. You're opting for the official net of the PPA Tour, where excellence meets professional play. With Selkirk's line of nets, you can play pickleball anywhere. Selkirk's range of nets cater to every player's needs, offering budget-friendly choices for casual enthusiasts and premium options for those who want a more competitive edge, ensuring quality play for all levels. I've got a Selkirk net myself, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. It's all about playing on your terms wherever you want. So if you love pickleball as much as I do, check out Selkirk's pickleball nets. Get the freedom to play anywhere and elevate your game with the net trusted by the pros. Selkirk's got you covered. If you're interested in getting a net of your own, go to selkirk.com/collections/nets. You can also find this link in the description of this show. All right, let's jump into it. My guest is a lovely woman from Belgium. She launched and founded pickleball in Belgium. She teaches, she coaches, she inspires people, not only in Belgium, but throughout Europe. Cassandra Bourgeois, welcome to the future of pickleball.
Thank you, Paul, for this lovely introduction.
I've got to say for my audience, I had a wonderful opportunity to meet Cassandra in America in January. I had gotten a call from a mutual friend of ours, and she said, gee, there's this gal that wants to come in to see the American scene. Could you help her meet people, get into the best facilities and that sort of thing? So that Cassandra was here. We had an opportunity to play a lot of pickleball together, and she met a lot of people. Cassandra, how was your visit to America?
I mean, it was just amazing. I told everybody when I came back from the US, you have to go there and just see it. Just believe what I'm telling, because I mean, it's incredible. So many pickleball courts, so many players, and it's just like a big family. That's what I was used to when I was in Florida 10 years ago. And it's just, I mean, the same amazing experience that I got. So yeah, it was really amazing.
That is so great. You know, one of the things that I always like to do with my guests is I like to have them kind of give us a little bit of a description. How did a Belgian woman find pickleball, and how did this whole thing develop with you?
Yeah, I mean, my dad, he was actually, I mean, it's funny. He was working for a company, and then he said, yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit tired to work for a boss, so I just want to launch my company, and I want some sun. And in Belgium, of course, we don't have a lot of sun. There is a lot of rain, a lot of winters. So I said, you know what? The Belgian waffles are very, very well known, very famous here around the world. So I said, maybe we can launch this in Florida. There we have sun, we have the beach, and we can work a little bit too. But then I said, yeah, Dad, you can do this, but what am I doing? So of course, I wanted to study to get my degree. But besides that, I was always like a sportive woman. I did a lot of sports when I was a kid. And yeah, and I was just looking at the local newspaper where I used to live in Boynton Beach. And there I saw this pickleball. And I was like, what the heck is pickleball? I mean, I couldn't figure out what kind of sport it looked like. So I just said, you know what? I grabbed the car and I will just go to this facility in downtown. And I mean, this was just like, wow, is this pickleball? I fell in love with it.
How fun. So then when did you go back to Belgium, and did you start from scratch, or was there a program already going there?
No, actually, we started from scratch. So I lived in Florida for 2 years, and I was really playing like 7 days a week, 4 hours a day. So I was really, I mean, I was in love with the sport. And then when I came back to Belgium in 2015, I was missing the sport. There was no pickleball. So I was still young at that age. So I had the help of my parents. And we were the three people, the only people in Belgium that launched Pickleball Belgium.
Wow. Yeah. That is just remarkable. So you've got an awful lot going on. Take us through that a little bit. So when you got started, where did you find your first players? How did you go about beginning the program that's now pretty vibrant?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was a little complicated because we have so many sports around the world and also in Belgium. And I mean, another racket sport, it's like, I mean, we have this huge hype, padel, which we all know. And this was really a hype back then. And to launch pickleball, it was like, okay, how will we go with this? What are the struggles? But I mean, we are really like a family that is always motivated to do new things. And I have a character like, if I have a goal, I just go for it. And my parents were motivated too. So we started in a little village. And then after 2 months, we got another club and another club and local newspapers, also national newspapers or TV shows were starting to talk about pickleball and see this hype coming. And yeah, sooner or later, there were other clubs popping up.
Now, while you were doing this in Belgium, was there anything else going on in other countries in Europe?
Yeah, there were the neighbor countries like Holland and France and Germany. They were also starting around 2015. So it was actually all the European countries started around that period. And yeah, also this small tournaments. I remember when I was playing in these small tournaments, there were like maybe maximum 100 people, and now we have the Dutch Open in 2 weeks and they have more than 300. So you see really the growth in Belgium, in Europe, all over the place. Yeah.
Now you mentioned when we were talking here about your weather in Belgium. So are you playing mostly indoors or outdoors or a combination of both?
Yeah, I mean, we are happy if we can play outdoors, but it's only like 3 or 4 months a year. So most of the time we just play indoors, and in all the venues here in Belgium, we have the badminton courts, the lines. So it's easy to just take our nets, 4 paddles, ball, and then we can just play. So this is how we sell the sport actually in the indoor facilities.
Yeah, well, that's interesting because that, of course, is where everything started in America. I was from the northern tier in cold weather climate in Minnesota. We had to be indoors, and it was always, where do we find a facility? That really is interesting. Now, when you talk about this and getting the interest going, was there an interest because of what people were hearing going on in America, or where was the interest? How did you get anybody to even pay attention to you?
I guess people are pretty curious, especially Belgians, I guess, or Europeans. And when there is new sport popping up, they are like, a little scared, or maybe not scared, but curious, like, yeah, just check it. And maybe we can grab a pedal and do some balls and then see if we like it. And we always like ask people, come, just come and see it, check it out. And then they are like, even in jeans or in costume, they are coming, grabbing the pedal and they play. And actually they say after 15 minutes, they say, yeah, I really love the game. So they come back. So that's how we trigger people to come. And yeah, also, I mean, social media, TV, radio, I mean, they are really talking a lot about pickleball nowadays. So that's how people also are interested in coming and watch.
So now we're going to jet forward from 2015 to today. How many facilities do you have currently in Belgium?
In Belgium, I would say we are around 50, 60 clubs. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah.
How cool is that? And so so now that you've got this thing in momentum stage, do you have any sense of how many players you've got throughout the country?
Approximately, we would be around 1,000 players. So, I mean, I get like every week, I get some suggestions from padel or tennis clubs, like, hey, we have another space free. Can we maybe put a court in there? Because we see that pickleball hype is really going on in Belgium. So, I mean, I can say 1,000, maybe next month it will be even more. So I'm so happy about this.
And so then are you, you've been to America now, are, is your, the ages and genders of people in pickleball in Belgium and in Europe, are they similar to the way it is in America?
Yeah, this is a difficult question because, I mean, like in Florida, you know, it's like the senior state a little bit. So, I mean, where I used to live, there were more seniors. When we compare it to Belgium, yeah, we have some kids. I mean, I was teaching a lot in schools. I also have these university programs with students. So it's really, I think, the area-based. We have also seniors. So we have really like a large population that is it's playing. I have in my club a 7-year-old boy who is playing with us. So, I mean, it's really going from very young to older.
And so now where you have this history of I didn't realize that you had actually been in America, that that's where you discovered the game and then took it to Belgium. Are you seeing a lot of the growth patterns and expansion that you understood went on in America? And I want to come back to your trip, but did you find that the pattern of growth seemed similar to what our history had been?
Yeah, I mean, when I was in Florida, of course, pickleball was already big. So I don't realize, or I don't know how it was when it started in America, but yeah, how I see it, it's that we are like 5 years behind the States. And I mean, also with the tournaments that are going on, we see that there are a lot of players, new players coming. Like with the Belgian Open, I see new players registering. So it's I think we need to wait a little bit more, and we will have much more facilities. Also, really, pickleball courts are building now in indoors and outdoors from tennis clubs. So we really see that people are getting interested to really invest in courts.
You know, I've followed your Facebook page since I met you and things that you're doing, and you're so involved in things. I noticed that you have gotten quite a bit of media coverage. And in terms of those, whether they're TV shows or radio interviews that you've done, have they found you or did you find them? How did those interviews come about?
No, actually, they found me. I mean, first when we wanted to start pickleball, of course, I was contacting the media. But after they just came and called me and say, hey, we want to talk about pickleball. We see that there is a lot of players coming and are interested in the game. So let's talk about it. Let's make just a nice commercial about it. So yeah, a lot of radio stations actually are calling me and just make a 2-minute, 3-minute interview. But it really helps to grow the sport in Belgium.
Oh, that is so cool, because that it's fun to watch what you've got going on there, because that really is, I've been around the game for a long time and seen it from its infancy, a long ways away from Florida. So that's really fun to hear. You know, one of the things that I know you personally, you're a high level player yourself, you're one of the premier women players in Belgium or in Europe. How have you seen the quality of the game grow and expand?
Yeah, I mean, you see that a lot of tennis players that are coming and play pickleball or even padel players, I mean, they have such an advantage that, I mean, compared to people that never had a paddle or a racket sport, they really have a big benefit to start and play pickleball. I mean, you can just, I mean, I was playing last week, I had a training in Holland, and there was a woman, she started playing in January, so a few months, and she's coming from tennis, and wow, she's like a 4-5 already. So I'm like, I mean, it's just amazing how people can just pick up the game. But they need to learn, of course. We have a lot of tennis players that think that pickleball here in Belgium or in Europe is like small tennis, you know, tennis extra small. But we try to let them know and to teach them, like, pickleball is not like tennis. We don't play on the bass line. We play on the kitchen line.
There you go. There you go. And so have you been able to do recruiting, specific recruiting? I know you personally love the high performance game and you played at a high level. Are you able to find a way to draw other ex-athletes into the game?
Yeah, I mean, we are trying now. For example, we have this European Championships going on in Southampton. So there we really need to recruit the best players in Belgium. So we have next week we have a selection day, and I mean, it's funny to see new players that I never met, and they are coming from tennis or padel. So I'm excited to see what their level is. I mean, the requirement was being a 4-0 player, so I hope they know what it is, and so we will see if they meet the requirements and be a good player, a pickleball player.
You know, it's really interesting as I see what you're doing. I know from conversations that I've had with you that you actually run a program that's kind of broad across Belgium, where teaching pros from the tennis world and from the padel world who want to know about pickleball, they're actually coming to you in classes or coaching. Tell us about how that works.
Yeah, exactly. What I'm doing is like a 3-4 hour class, specifically for coaches or beginner coaches who want to start their own club. Because of course, in Belgium, you don't have this, I mean, this specified coachings. You have to go to the States or maybe go outside of Europe to have these IPTPA courses, for example. So I was like, okay, I know with my experience, I can coach my players or the new players that want to start a club. So that's why I'm offering these classes for people. And I mean, I'm not only coaching players from Belgium, but also from Holland that were coming to my class. So it's really, I mean, it's a good program and people are happy. And I mean, it's a future program for to get new clubs in and outside of Belgium.
You know, it's really interesting for Americans. You know, we have such a different perspective on space and time to the Europeans. And you talk about, oh, well, I jumped up for training in Holland and I go over to Germany for tournaments. How much travel have you done? How many places have you played in Europe?
I guess you don't want to know. I mean, I'm traveling all the time. I mean, especially also in Belgium, I have a full-time job, but besides that, I'm playing like 4 times a week, so it's always going forth, going I mean, driving for 1 hour, playing 2 hours, going back. And yeah, like I told you last week, I was in Holland playing 4 hours and having a trip of 4 hours too. So I mean, when you're really excited about the game and you want to learn and be better, then you really do these things. Tournaments, I'm having them like every month. So I'm going to France, I'm going to Germany, I'm going to Holland. We have some tournaments coming up in Belgium. So it's really all over Europe. In Spain too, I'm going to the English Open. So I'm really traveling a lot for pickleball.
That is so exciting. You know, I want to come back to your travel with how other people might do travel there. But before we do that, I want to drill a little deeper. I know you're the head coach of the Belgian team that's being put together. When you do that, with the players that you've gotten, what your experiences in tournaments all around Europe, how good do you think the Belgian team can be in the European Championships?
No, this is a tricky question because I know that the English players and the Spanish players, they have a really good level. So I mean, I would not bet anything on having a medal there. We will do our best. I mean, we are very competitive, and I mean, we also want to have fun. So this is actually our motto, like be competitive but also have fun. But yeah, we will just make a good selection, and yeah, we are all thrilled to be there. I mean, it's an amazing first European Championship. So everybody just wants to go there, but we have to make a selection, unfortunately, for the people that have to stay in Belgium.
So now in Belgium, you have a big event coming up in July in terms of the Belgian Open. This
Yeah.
is your second year, is that correct?
Exactly. Yeah.
Tell us about what's going to be there and what players will see that participate in that.
Yeah, I mean, last year was just a blast. I mean, I didn't expect so many players. We were around 300 players already for the first edition, so this was really, really nice. There were 20 different countries coming to the Belgian Open, and I mean, they were just so amazed. They were happy, and they immediately asked me, "Is there a second edition next year?" So of course I had to work on that. And yeah, so at the end of July we will have the second edition. And I was just checking before we came on the call. We have already 15 different countries registered for. So yeah,
Oh, wow.
I think it will be even better than last year.
Now, it's been really fun. I just saw a report. We've just had the US Open played here, and that we had a number of countries that brought players in. Are you beginning to see any international non-European players coming in to play in tournaments that you're at?
Yeah, I mean, when I'm going to tournaments that are outside of Europe, I mean, we see new faces from different continents. So we really see that pickleball is growing all over the world. I mean, most of them, I know them from just watching them on TV or, I mean, on the PPA tour or just because we are at the pro level. But we always see new faces, and this is nice. This is really nice about the sport. So yeah.
So there's a couple of other key things that I want to cover because of your background in terms of the globalization of pickleball. Now there is you're in the, involved in the European Federation. Am I correct in that? Tell me about that. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so first, when we launched Pickleball Belgium, there was the IPF, the WPF, I mean, the IFB, sorry. And I mean, these were two federations that we didn't really know about. And then last year, they launched the EPF, so the European Pickleball Federation, to only help actually the Europeans. And then after that, they launched a GPF. So it was kind of a little confused for everybody. Like, okay, we have now four different federations. I mean, Belgium is on the EPF, but then you saw all the benefits that the GPF, the Global Federation, was offering. So I said, yeah, why not jump on that one too? So we are also a member of the GPF. I mean, they are offering a lot of things, like helping countries with like nets or sets to give to beginners, beginning countries that to develop the sport. So I mean, it's only beneficial. So that's why I said, okay, let's be part of the two federations and see how they can help us.
And are you beginning to see some value in that, either on the European Federation side or the Global Pickleball Federation?
Yeah, I see that things are really moving on. I mean, the last months, I mean, they are doing a lot of promotion, especially for the European Championships that are coming in Southampton in November. And also the GPF is also doing a lot of promotion. I mean, they are promoting my Belgian Open or other tournaments. So I really like it. We need this kind of media support because we know that it's reaching out. I mean, they are reaching out to a lot of players.
You know, when one of the things that was really interesting after your visit to America, and you had met so many people that I know, and there was a tremendous amount of interest. You talk about the conversations that you had when you went back to Europe. Well, let me tell you, here in America, there were so many people going, God, I would love to travel to Europe and play pickleball. How do you see the possibilities of that? Could an American play in the Belgian Open as an example if they wanted to?
Of course, they should come. I mean,
Oh.
it's in Brussels, and Brussels is just a beautiful city. I mean, and we are known for the waffles, for the chocolate and beer. So that's why, I mean, Americans can come, everybody can come. I mean, it would be nice. And a lot of Americans are actually contacting me and say, hey, I'm there for the weekend or for a week in Brussels or there, where can I play? So I mean, we have a lot of connections with Americans, and I mean, they always love it when they are here in Belgium.
Cool. So on that note, would you please tell our audience how to reach Belgian Pickleball? What's the best contact way direction for you guys?
I mean, the best way is just on our Facebook page, Pickleball Belgium, and then they are reaching out to me. So that's the best way. And don't forget, Pickleball Global, there they can register on the Belgian Open.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. You know, one of the things that's sort of interesting when we talk about how fast things are developing, I like to ask, and I'm really trying to find answers for the growth of pickleball. What are your major challenges that keep the growth, or are there any major challenges that you're trying to overcome?
I mean, I think there are always challenges. Otherwise, we had maybe more than 1,000 players. It's just that people are a little bit like they are waiting and see if it's really getting a hype or, I mean, like padel. Here we have a lot of players that, I mean, they are also laughing about pickleball because they think that it's maybe a sport where you don't move that much because, I mean, they think it's tennis for older people, you know. So that's that was really a struggle when I started to promote it. But now, I mean, then I'm always challenging them and say like, hey, just come with a good player. And then they are like, no, I guess I have to change my mindset, you know. So, I mean, this was a struggle that we had. I mean, we still have, but now that padel clubs are really seeing the growth of pickleball and the big interest and the benefit, I mean, they are really turning and seeing only the beneficials.
Yeah, one of the things that I think is very exciting, both to what's happening in Europe, but also in Asia, is the fact that we now have a template that has been proven in America as to how big this thing can be. And all of those descriptions that you're making are all things that those of us that were involved in the early days of pickleball faced early on. I'm really looking forward to what's happening with the international tournaments, the number of events. I know there's been an announcement of a new World Series of pickleball that's intended to have big money pro events on every continent. That visibility, I would imagine, should be great for you as much as anywhere else in the world, shouldn't it?
Oh yeah, I mean, we are jumping on these kind of things. So yeah, if we can be part of it, of course. Belgium is, I mean, we know that the players, they want to travel a lot for pickleball. So we are the first one country to jump on.
Oh, well, very, very nice. You know, it is one of the things that I do in the Future of Pickleball show is I always ask my guests, where do you see pickleball in Belgium in the next 2 to 3 years?
I think in the future, there will be much more courts being built inside, outside. I mean, we are seeing this now that from last year to now, there were much more courts being built, much more people that are interested in facilities where they can just put one or two courts just to start with, and then they just put two or four extra after this test of 1 year. So I guess in 2-3 years we will have much more players, maybe more tournaments, even though we have already 5-6 tournaments a year in Belgium, which is really a lot already for our small country. But yeah, I guess the future is just being bright for us, yeah.
Oh, I think that's so cool. You know, as I think of how sports have grown around the world, in Europe, where you're so interconnected and your countries are so close together, are there any particular hotspots that you or in Belgium, maybe one of them, that you're seeing are the model that can be the example or sort of the bright star of where things are going in Europe?
In terms of courts or venues, you mean?
Courts, yeah. And venues, I think, primarily.
I mean, we have nice, very nice venues. I mean, with like 8 outdoor courts, just pickleball courts, only dedicated for pickleball. So these are really the hot spots where people need to go. And I mean, it's like the chicken and pickle, not that extra large, but we are starting small. But they can just play pickleball and eat something, have fun, have a drink with the friends. So these are really the hotspots in Belgium.
So you had the chicken and pickle experience when you were in America, didn't you? Isn't that a hoot?
Yeah.
I think that is so fun. Well, Cassandra, I want to thank you so much. Your interview will be the first of the international leaders that I'm looking to talk
Great.
To hear their stories from around the world. Thank you so much for joining us today. Have fun.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure.